Joining us now is from the New York Times to talk about what happened yesterday when Barack Obama and George W. Bush met at the White House is Jackie Collins, New York Times correspondent from the Washington Bureau. Jackie, first of all, this was a meeting that took place more quickly than we would have expected, and they actually talked about substantive matters in a way that is different from other transitions. What transpired yesterday?
Well, it's hard to know exactly what happened when the two men sat down together to speak because they didn't even have staff with them. But we do know from, you know, sources who, you know, subsequently heard from the principals what was talked about, that Barack Obama, as he'd planned, raised subject with President Bush of, you know, urging him to support some short-term immediate emergency aid to the automaking industry, as well as a more general stimulus for the economy, and to signal that his support in a way that would that would persuade the Democratic leaders of Congress to call a special session for next week, a lame duck session, to pass these things quickly to send them on to President Bush. President Bush, in turn, raised with Senator Obama, President-elect Obama, the fact that he is really eager to have a final bit of legacy in that Congress should approve, as they've failed to do and have refused to do to now, three trade pacts, especially one with Colombia.
One which came up as actually an issue in the campaign early on in the sort of primary season. I guess I'm wondering, where could this kind of horse trading go between now and Inauguration Day? Is it just going to be rhetorical, or is there actually bargaining that takes place between the president and the president-elect?
Well, we actually won't have to wait till Inauguration Day. We'll know within the next days, or and certainly no more than a week, whether anything will come of this, I think, because next week the House and Senate were planning to come back, the both parties, for their separate leadership elections to, you know, elect the leadership teams that will head each party in the coming Congress that starts at the first week of January. And so they thought, well, if we're all going to be in town anyway, that'd be the perfect time for a lame duck session. So there's been this assumption since before the election that there would be a lame duck session because the economy has so worsened that there's an argument from the left to the right on the political spectrum that there's a need for a second stimulus bill this year. So in the meantime, also, the automakers have reported such dismal sales figures and data last week that showed they're burning through cash. At just
no, and those realities rate. Are absolutely on the table there at the White House. Jackie Collins, thanks for the update.
You're welcome.
Jackie Collins, New York Times correspondent from Washington, taking a look at the transition.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.